Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The Supreme Court has agreed to resolve a dispute over restrictions imposed by a lower court on an abortion drug. More from CBS's Jen Crawford.
Now, a federal appeals court said the FDA was wrong in how it approved that drug, mifepristone, for abortions up to 10 weeks. And it said women didn't need to see a doctor in person to get it. Those lower court decisions, they are on hold while this case plays out. So the pill will remain available for now.
Now that the House has approved a resolution authorizing an impeachment inquiry into President Biden, what will it do? Answers from CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The impeachment inquiry itself is an important procedural step, not just for its symbolism and the way it gives Republicans a chance to use the word impeachment and Biden in the same sentence, but because it provides a stronger foundation for the things they want to do, to issue the subpoenas, to seek the interviews, to be investigators. It's more solid ground to proceed with a wider investigation.
A 9-foot-tall menorah in Oakland, California has been destroyed and hateful messages have been found nearby, says CBS News Bay Area reporter Liesla Gooden.
Rabbi David of the Chabad Jewish Center of Oakland says he received a disturbing text telling him the 350-pound steel menorah was ruined.
You can break our menorah, but you cannot diminish or extinguish the light of our souls.
The rabbi tells me the menorah went up on Friday and says seeing it broken was hurtful.
Tesla is recalling 2 million of its vehicles, almost all of the vehicles it sold so far in the U.S., to fix a problem with the autopilot system. Former NTSB chair Robert Sumwalt spoke to Tesla owner Elon Musk during the agency's investigation of the autopilot system 6 years ago.
And as the chairman of the NTSB, I'm talking to him about this investigation, and he hung up on me. I think that shows an arrogance within the organization that is leading to safety problems and killing people.
Some big chains are pulling a popular toy off their shelves after the government declared it a threat to young children. Kids have been swallowing water beads, says CBS's Anna Werner.
The problem with those beads is they start out very small, but they expand in water. So if babies and small children pick them up and swallow them, the beads can then expand, causing life-threatening intestinal blockages and other injuries.
The Pennsylvania House of Representatives has approved a resolution recognizing 2023 as the Taylor Swift era in her home state. The passage came on her 34th birthday. Swift grew up in West Reading and mentions Pennsylvania in some of her songs. She moved to Nashville as a teenager to pursue a country music career. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/...
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents is reversing course and accepting a deal to trade scaled-back diversity efforts for employee pay raises. Even some regents who opposed the deal voted for it to get workers their raises. Regent Kyle Weatherly voted for the measure, even though he says he opposes it.
This deal, distasteful though it is, in my judgment, and on balance, gives us a better ability to serve not only those students, but all students.
The measure passed on an 11-6 vote. Wisconsin voters may someday choose their candidates for Congress in a very different way. A bipartisan ranked choice voting bill got its first hearing before a state Senate committee on Tuesday. Under ranked choice voting, all candidates for U.S. House and Senate would appear on a primary ballot regardless of their party. The top five candidates would advance to the general election. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Bucks roll over the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks had no trouble with Indiana, beating them 140-126 at five-serve form. But Giannis Antetokounmpo with 64 points, a new franchise record, 14 rebounds, 3 assists, and then got into a shouting match with some of the Pacers for several minutes in the tunnel after the game, live on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
This is not how we thought that this night was going to end.
Well, here, the security guard Danny, the coaching staff need to be out here and get Giannis off the floor. floor.
Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
I was not out there. I was not aware. You know, I heard some grumblings, but, you know, at this time, I obviously we'll sit down and John and I and we'll talk about what happened. But I wasn't there. I wasn't even aware that, you know, it happened.
Elsewhere, the NBA has suspended Draymond Green indefinitely after he violently struck the Suns' Yusuf Nurkic in the face Tuesday night. The 33-year-old Green has been with the Golden State Warriors since he was drafted in 2012. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Clear skies overnight with lows around 24. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Bright sunshine tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 47. Lows around 30 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Dom, a hump day town hall edition, the people's. Or welcome here at 844-967-2789. As we went to break, Dom, you broke the news. Official, an impeachment inquiry against President Joe Biden. The Republicans lined up theirs, got the vote, party line vote. And that means every single one of Wisconsin's six Republican congressmen voted for the impeachment inquiry of Joe Biden. This breaking at the Wisconsin Journal Sentinel, all six of Wisconsin's House Republicans today voted to authorize their party's impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden, ensuring the months-long investigation into the president and his family will continue despite so far failing to produce concrete evidence of a crime. So far, I'm sure. It's just around that next quarter. I'm 2 weeks out.
Yep. Right when they delivered the replacement for Obamacare.
As it's being reported, Dom, the resolution formalizing the inquiry passed 221 to 212, with every Republican supporting the inquiry and every Democrat rejecting it. Wednesday's vote was largely a formality for Republicans who have spent months digging into Biden's family business dealings. Former Speaker Kevin McCarthy in September announced the inquiry without a House vote and directed the Oversight Judiciary and House Ways and Means Committees to lead the investigations. But Republicans have suggested that a formal vote for the chamber is necessary to give their inquiry more credibility. Hard for me to say that, Dom. Does it have any credibility, more credibility, and position them to compel cooperation from the Bidens, as Democrats have dismissed the effort as a sham? And it means for the GOP to cast a shadow over Biden ahead of the 2024 presidential election. Here's a quote. Your buddy, Rep. Toxic Tom Tiffany from up in the Northwoods, 7th CD of Wisconsin. It gives us additional investigative abilities to be able to give more information. I think it's the proper approach. I think process is important with something like this. This is the same Tom Tiffany that was willing to vote against the electoral outcome in the state of Wisconsin on behalf of Trump against Joe Biden on the very same election where he was elected to Congress. That guy. That Tom Tiffany.
That guy. Yes, that guy. Well, and every single one of those Republicans, if they were elected to Congress on that election cycle, whoever was there, well, their ballots were obviously correct. Obviously, the voters wanted them in, but it was just what? The presidential that was somehow flipped? Crudy, the general summary continues. The Wisconsin Republicans have backed the inquiry since its September rollout, but most of the delegation joined the majority of their colleagues in stopping short of calling for Biden's impeachment, rather suggesting they want to see the investigation play out before making such a decision. As mentioned, though, this week, Rep. Scott Fitzgerald thinks there's enough evidence to vote on impeachment and initiate a trial in the Senate. He did not say what charges he thinks Biden should face.
Whatever charges will stick is really pretty much Scott Fitzgerald's attitude. Whatever will stick. Throw the spaghetti. Well,
whatever sticks, whatever doesn't stick. It's presidential interference, right? It's election interference. If this were Trump, the impeachment probe is mainly centered around business dealings of the president's son, Hunter Biden, and the elder Biden's purported connection to them. Republicans have alleged that Biden, as vice president, had a hand in the firing of the Ukrainian prosecutor investigating the owner of the energy company Burisma, on whose board Hunter Biden sat. And they pointed to payments between Biden and his son, as well as statements the president has made about his son's work as evidence of corruption. Hunter Biden said he would testify in front of a committee leading the investigation, but has declined to speak behind closed doors with Republicans. He defied a subpoena this week to testify in private. And Oversight Committee Chair James Comer and Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan said they plan to initiate contempt of Congress proceedings. They said that
today. How does Jim Jordan get out of his own contempt of Congress proceedings?
Because can we just like trade him off? You know, like carbon credits or something.
Didn't he completely ignore the J6 committee subpoenas, Jim Jordan? That Jim Jordan.
Yeah. So how can you? That's the whole point, right? How can Jim Jordan, as Judiciary Chair, you know, think there's any sort of weight, or think there should be any sort of weight to compel anybody to testify about anything when he himself was a recipient of a very same subpoena from a congressional investigation, a committee for his testimony, and he just decided not to show up.
Was literally a impeachment committee before all was said and done, Don. They impeached the former, the second time, 2.0. That was for the January 6th. The J6 committee was about the January 6th. The subpoenas to the Jim Jordan was about the January 6th. A hump day town hall edition. Like to hear from you. Any of this bother you find people out there driving on the roads? 844-967-2789. Want to hear from you. Start with John from Milwaukee. How you doing, John?
Hi, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent.
How's it going? Hey, yeah, this really bothers me, you know. Why are they so obsessed with Hunter Biden? You know what? Hunter Biden should stick to his guns and tell them, if you want to have this meeting, it has to be open or forget it. Do what you have to do. But other than that, no closed door. I think what it is, the Republicans don't want the public to know the real truth. They're trying to hide stuff. They're trying to manipulate, or going to manipulate anything that Hunter Biden says. And my second thing is, I don't understand what's going on with Joe Biden's points. You know, why is he so low in the polls? I think he's doing a hell of a job. I don't understand why his rating is so low. I think it's some hocus pocus there. The man is doing the best he can. I mean, he's an upstanding guy. And he's been in politics all his life. He's trustworthy. You know, Trump, no, you can't trust him. I just want to know who's crazy, Trump or the MAGA people. I don't know.
Well, Trump and the MAGA people, John,
see,
I would
all
say.
All of the above, John.
You know what? I just don't understand it. You know what? I don't know. You know, I'm 72 years old. There was a movie many, many years ago that I watched when I was a kid. And it was called The Pied Piper, how he had a flute, and he gathered up all the rats, you know, and took them to the cliff, and he moved the flute over, and the rats just jumped over into to the river. That's what Trump is doing with his MAGA people. He's going to make them give them their votes to put him back in office, and then he's going to trash all of them.
John, he's well on his way. They're all like lemmings Appreciate you listening, John. Thanks for calling.
Not that we're comparing Trump supporters to vermin, because we wouldn't do something like that.
844-967-2789. I heard on the topic of polling, how is Joe Biden doing so bad compared to Donald Trump currently in the polling? Well, first and foremost, we know it only really comes down to like five states. And we got Wisconsin covered for you, John. We're gonna pull this one through.
Well, with your help, John.
With your help. Yeah, you and all your neighbors need to vote for Joe Biden. But, John, when people are asked this far out, you know, what's your opinion of the presidency? And they have a general discontent. Well, they show their discontent through the polling. And they say, I'm dissatisfied with Joe Biden. But when it comes right down to it, man, when you contrast Joe Biden and this guy that wants to be a dictator, if he was a little more competent, I'd be a little more nervous, John. But this guy damn sure wants to be a dictator. He's just really bad at everything, quite frankly. So, John, I think the numbers will come up for Joe Biden. If Donald Trump wins the nomination, I think Joe Biden wins it running away, and he's going to win the state of Wisconsin, hopefully by 100,000 votes or more, because you're going to vote and everyone you know is going to vote for Joe Biden. You're not going to vote for Trump. Who's going to vote for Trump? Come on.
844-967-2789. Once again, the Republicans in the House voting to formalize an impeachment inquiry passed along party lines today, 221 to 212. Jamie Raskin quoted in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He is on the top Democrat on the oversight committee, suggests the Republican investigation is meant to cast a, quote, dark cloud over the Biden family with the goal of damaging Biden ahead of the 2024 presidential election. Every single claim they have made against Joe Biden has come up empty. It's just totally bankrupt, Raskin told reporters this week. He added, they're saying, well, we're just going to start looking for evidence now. They've looked for all the evidence there could be. And of course, on that theory, every Congress that is held by a different party than the president would just go ahead and launch an impeachment inquiry on the first day. What a debasement of impeachment that is as a constitutional instrument. Wisconsin Democratic Rep. Mark Polkan, our friend, before the vote Wednesday, accused Republicans of playing politics by moving forward with a baseless impeachment inquiry of Joe Biden. Still, Crudy, Republicans, including those from Wisconsin, appear keen on continuing the probe. A quote from freshman Congressman Rep. Derek Van Orden, he tweeted out before today's vote, quote, Hunter Biden is not above the law. Aren't you impeaching Joe? I mean, what about Hunter Biden not being above the law? What does that got to do with it? Hunter Biden doesn't work in the government.
No, but
Derek Van Orden.
They have the same last name. So you smear one, yeah. You smear the other. And that's all they've really got to go on here. The ne'er-do-well Biden son, Hunter. I mean, he's done some really dumb thing. He admitted his mistakes, Dom. I mean, there's lots of video of the man.
No, I mean, I get there's lots of video, but if that's the case, if you're generally curious about presidents, you know, offspring and how they could be corrupt in the process and padding their wallets, of course, they turn a blind eye to Ivanka and Jared.
Completely different. They were business people, not like this unqualified Hunter Biden. It's much different because Jared deserved that $2 billion bone saw investment.
$2 billion, right, as an investment fund because he, what, owns a couple of buildings? That qualifies him?
By that logic, Dom, I would like to start a high-dollar investment venture. You can be my partner, you and the Saudis. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. A hump day, Town Hall Edition, 844-96-PARTY.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Dane County Executive Joe Parisi. Joe, let me ask you. You've made a little news. You have declared what in regard to the Twitter, now known as the X, and the Dane County municipal accounts. Joe, have you banned Twitter?
Well, we're no longer going to be using Twitter, I think is probably the...
Is that the same as banning Twitter, sir?
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The big and tall of political talk, the Devil's Advocates.
Hey, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Open line action today, going back to the phones at 844-967-2789.
We're also getting some good text contribution. You can use the very same number, again, 844-967-2789, or get that shiny Civic Media app, and you can text us in real time. And it comes right here to my phone. Chris from Rice Lake. He apologizes in advance. I'm sorry, but I can't call you today. My feelings towards Scott Fitzgerald and Tom Tiffany will make me say something that's not fit for radio. At least you know your own limitations, Chris. I believe Chris... In Rice Lake, I believe that would be the 7th CD. Tom's your congressman. And he voted to impeach Joe Biden today, or at least advance the inquiry, as I would call it, the baseless inquiry, Dom. But we'd love to hear from you. It is a hump day town hall edition. Your calls appreciated here and text at 844-967-2789. Let's go to Annie from Watertown. How you doing, Annie?
Hi, Annie.
Pretty good. A good cartoon I saw with Trump standing there in his pilgrim outfit with a bloody axe and the turkey standing next to him saying, I support Trump because he looks out for me.
he eventually betrays everyone around him. You know, that's why I don't get any. I mean, who in Trump's orbit hasn't at some point paid the price once they part ways?
And Trump,
I mean, ask Rudy.
On the stump, Trump analogizes himself to the snake that will bite you. He calls himself the snake, like, I am the snake that will bite you, and then you're surprised when I bite you. He is that snake, Annie.
And they just keep putting down their neck for him. But yes. Scott Fitzgerald, as my representative, would have been a decade ago, I suppose, I saw him at the county fair. And listening to your old show, I found some lady called and I found out I wasn't the only one. I confronted him at the fair. He was walking along with his 12-pack going home, I suppose, and I bothered him. But I wanted to know why he wanted us to be like North Carolina and Texas. And he said, because there's no regulations. But I said something. Well, I basically said, well, you know, you work for me. And he said, I don't work for you. And apparently a lady called your show and I'm not the only one that he said that to. So I wonder how many people he's just outright told.
Annie, he works for Trump. It's so very evident and clear. This action by the House Republicans today. Trump. He works for Trump. He works for Trump. Well, he worked for Scotty Wanker before that. I mean, effectively, he works for the cause of power, Annie. He had the levers of power here in the state of Wisconsin. It was him, his brother, and Scott Walker, right? They jammed through the Act 10. He loves the power. He doesn't want to sit in this middle seat on Southwest anymore. He wants a more important position in life. And he's not smart enough to earn it through the private sector, so he's gravitated towards politics.
Well, he's smart enough to tell the university what to do, though.
Well, that's not really Fitzy so much. That's Robin Voss.
He was doing it
when he was in Madison.
Too. Point made, Annie. I won't argue that point. any other thoughts for us today, Annie?
No, just sopping up. I love what you said about him drinking his old fashions, because that's where I would see him other than at the county fair would be Friday night fish fry at the bar.
I've only noticed the capillaries that would indicate he had had a few last night and planned on having a few dozen more tonight. But I can't personally verify any the drinking habits of Congressman who doesn't work for you, Scott Fitzgerald. That's a hell of a campaign slogan, Scott. I don't work for you.
Screw you guys. I'm going home. It's the Cartman campaign. Thank you for the call, Annie. Always appreciate it. I think, you know, he's just one of those folks, man. He gets flushed. Like, you know, any sort of, I'm going to say pressure kind of a thing, you know, his blood pressure goes up. He is quick to flush. That is Fitzgerald. Not necessarily because of the drinks, but, you know, who am I to judge? 844-967-2789.
You've been a bartender for years. You're the guy to judge.
You know, a licensed bartender in the city of Milwaukee.
You know what that flush in the face means, fella, but please continue.
Sarah Burris, Matt Lazio reporting at the Raw Story, Crudy's favorite source. Critical Senate Republicans to House GOPers pushing impeachment. Do something meaningful. Too late. Critical Senate Republicans on Wednesday said they didn't see the value in chasing an impeachment inquiry against President Joe Biden that lacks evidence, is unlikely to be voted through, and serves as a distraction from pursuing policy. Why would they do it except to get some attention? Asked Senator Tom Tillis. Let's do something meaningful that's defensible. Tillis also urged House Republicans to have a very thoughtful, deliberate process and resist the temptation to waste time on a political point he believes is doomed to die. Republicans aren't going to vote for it, said Tillis. What they should be doing is drawing attention to impeachable offenses that they can substantiate. So let's not make this a show vote. Senator Lisa Murkowski, another Republican, finds some revelations about Hunter Biden, who serves no public office, worrisome. But she doesn't approve of the normalization of impeachment, she told Raw Story. At some point, people stop paying attention. You lose the impact of what it means. What's the value? And of course, Crudy, Wisconsin's own Senator Ron Johnson. What do you think he said? He said he's firmly on board with impeachment, claiming there's a mountain of evidence. In stark contrast to Senator Chuck Grassley, a Republican from Iowa, who said Wednesday that there isn't any.
Aren't they partners on that Hiscock committee, Dom? Rojo and Grassley. Ron, are you still believing? It goes back to the Lev Parnas and the Rudy Giuliani, when those are the sources of your information. Senator, you lack credibility. 844-967-2789. CJ, don't lack credibility, man. What do you got for us?
Happy Joe Biden impeachment inquiry day, CJ.
You're going to be happy, man.
I am feeling spectacular.
What are the charges?
You're okay with his grandchildren getting money from China, Ukraine.
Let's impeach his grandkids. They don't serve. What are the charges against the...
Yeah, but you're okay with China. China paying his grandchildren. You're okay with that. 11 family members getting money.
Hey,
from
CJ,
China,
what would the charges against the president be? Impeachment is about conviction. It's about evidence. What charges what would the charges be, CJ? Be better than Scott Fitzgerald. Name the charges.
You ever heard of Manafort?
Paul Manafort, the guy that was in bed with Kalimnik?
The crimes that he went to jail for.
Yes.
Tax evasion.
Same as Hunter. Yes.
Okay, but that's still not Joe Biden. It's still not Joe Biden, dude. You sound like Van Orden. Hunter Biden's not above the law. Okay, sure. Nobody is, right? We can all agree. Nobody should be above the law. But it's still not Joe Biden, CJ, Van Orden. It's a different dude. Same last name. I know it can be difficult, but you should really work on it a little more.
I'd just like to hear someone clearly express what charge you would impeach Joe Biden on. Not like speculative. Not like we hope to find one. Like, what's the charges, man? Come back. More Devils.
Where are you guys? I'm going home.
The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court will hear an appeal of a lower court's ruling restricting the use of an abortion pill, says CBS's Jan Crawford.
It could have a tremendous impact on how and at what point in a woman's pregnancy she can access that so-called abortion pill, even in states where it's legal.
President Biden's son Hunter Biden is pushing back against allegations that his father was connected to him financially.
There's no evidence to support the allegations that my father was financially involved in my business because it did not happen.
Tesla is recalling more than 2 million vehicles to fix a defective system that's supposed to ensure drivers are paying attention when they use autopilot, says CBS's Carter Evans.
Nearly every Tesla sold in the U.S. is affected, and over-the-air software update will now enable the cars to give drivers more warnings when they're not paying attention and even suspend the technology if drivers use it incorrectly.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggio. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has rejected a petition to directly take up a case looking to end the state's school voucher program. In a decision Wednesday, the court ruled that the case needs to start in the circuit courts before going all the way up to them. Minocqua Brewing Company owner Kirk Bangstad, who helped bring the lawsuit, says they will continue to move forward in the lower courts. Democrats are looking to enshrine marriage equality in the state constitution. The amendments would remove language in the state constitution that defines marriage as between one man and one woman. It would also make sure that everyone has equal parental rights regardless of their sexual identity. While the legislation would not change anything at the moment, it would kick in if the U.S. Supreme Court overturned their 2015 ruling allowing same-sex marriage nationwide. I'm Nate Wiggihout, Civic Media News.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at CivicMedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Clear skies overnight with lows around 24. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Bright sunshine tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 47. Lows around 30 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Anybody who's ever breastfed a child knows that breast milk is liquid gold. Preserve it at all costs.
Oh, that's what Kristen was talking about. Yeah. Freezing it, like pumping, freezing. She's like, I have bricks of it. I'm like, this sounds like a reboot of Breaking Bad. Like, this is.
In the breast.
Breaking breast.
Breaking breast. Well done.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates. Making radio great again.
Dog goes woof, cat goes meow, bird goes
tweet. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's a very serious thing we're doing here, Dom. It's the Hump Day Town Hall Edition Happier Happy Hour. Rolling through it with your phone calls. Jake, you're next. Be patient. The rest of you, line up at 844-967-2789. James Comer, the chairman of this impeachment thing, he won't go on the Foxy Friends. And this is apparently...
Oh, he finally figured out, Comer did, this staunch Republican, that Fox News lies to their audience, man, right? I mean, just look at the Dominion case, $700-some million. They got to pay out, being sued by Smartmatic, like $2 billion. I commend Comer, just like you, Crudy, for no longer going on Fox News.
Well, apparently Comer won't go on the Fox News.
Oh.
Because of Ducey.
Oh, what Ducey do?
Here is what Comer has said. He had that position from the very beginning. I've quit going on Fox and Friends because of Ducey, you know. I mean, he's the one guy on Fox that's been very critical of the investigation. You see where that would bother him, right? Any pushback whatsoever. Comer said Tuesday during an appearance on Newsmax, I have my theory why, and we'll talk about that at a later point. But at the end of the day, he's entitled to his opinion. But I don't think the average viewer of Fox News agrees with Ducey one bit. Comer's comments were first highlighted by Mediate during a segment on the Fox and Friends earlier this week. The Ducey noted House Republicans have got a lot of ledgers and spreadsheets, but they have not connected the dots on claims of wrongdoing by the president. There is no connecting up the dots. Now they're not really good at that on the Republican side.
No beautiful mind happening on the Republican side right now.
Well, they're trying to get that smoke going, Dom. Newsmax host Eric Bolling, a former Fox host who is regularly critical of the network, played a clip of Ducey's comments for Comer during a show and asked him twice to criticize the morning show pundit. Is that what you do? Hey, come on my Newsmax show and tell me how much you hate Ducey. You know, you could hear that here on the Devil's Advocates. I'm not a big fan of the Ducey either. 844-967-2789. So Comer's not going on the Fox News. Oh. And the former Speaker of the House, Wisconsin's own, Paul Ryan, happens to sit on the board of the Fox News. And Dom, what's Paulie Ryan's up to these days?
Alexander Bolton reporting from The Hill. This just coming out recently here. Former Speaker Paul Ryan, who headed Republican House majority during former President Donald Trump's first 2 years in office, says Trump is not conservative, but instead an authoritarian narcissist whose guiding principle is to aggrandize himself.
Do you remember
I think I've ever heard Paul Ryan be so right about anything in his life.
But they merged their agendas, Dom. And the you know, I referenced earlier the Scott Fitzgerald reaction to the Access Hollywood tape, and there was effectively no line Trump could cross at none that would be stated by Scott Fitzgerald publicly, where he would lose Scotty's support. You know, he's the Trump conductor. But Paul Ryan was the Speaker of the House. I mean, he was already in this vaunted position, second to the presidency. And after the Access Hollywood tape came out, Paul Ryan's reaction was to disinvite Trump from the Fall Fest in the first CD. Remember?
Big deal, man. Yeah,
he turned...
You're no longer invited.
Persona non grata. And then they merged their agenda. So this doesn't mean much anymore to me, Dom, because Paul Ryan, you lost all credibility when you could have done something about the man. The after the fact, bemoaning with 2020 hindsight, not so much courage. But well, please continue.
All the courage. he's like many of these Republicans who show the courage, you know, on the way out the door or once they're already gone.
Have you noted, though,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything.
Have you noted, though, Scott Walker, the former governor of the state of Wisconsin, even in absentia, no courage. Spent more time with family, got himself paid, still no courage. Still fully embracive of the Trump future presidency. Please continue. I'm sorry.
Ryan defended former Republican reps Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger for standing up to Trump and said many Republican lawmakers probably now regret not voting for impeachment charges and missing their chance to remove him from the political stage. He's not a conservative. He's an authoritarian narcissist. So I think they basically called him out for that, talking about Cheney and Kinzinger. I said he's a populist authoritarian narcissist. Historically speaking, all of his tendencies are basically where narcissism takes him, which is whatever makes him popular, makes him feel good in any given moment. He doesn't think in classical liberal conservative terms. He thinks in an authoritarian way, and he's been able to get a big chunk of the Republican base to follow him because he's a culture warrior. Ryan said Cheney and Kinzinger stepped out of the flow of many other Republicans falling into lockstep with Trump and called it out. He said they paid the price for it with their careers, but made the right move. There has to be some line, some principle that is so important to you that you're not going to cross, so that when you're brushing in the morning in the mirror, and you see yourself in the mirror, you like what you see. I think Adam and Liz are brushing their teeth, liking what they see.
What about you, Mr. P90X? Do you like what you see, Mr. Merged Agenda? You did nothing to stop this when you had the power to stop it, Paul Ryan.
What did he do? He resigned, right? He decided not to run again. Ryan said many Republicans in Congress are likely regretting they didn't stand up to Trump's effort to overturn the 2020 election. And I don't know why you get that idea. And didn't vote to impeach or convict him on impeachment charges when they had the chance to end his political career. I think there are a lot of people, quote, I think there are a lot of people in Congress, good friends of mine, who would take their vote back if they could, because I think a lot of these members of Congress, like on the second impeachment, they thought Trump was dead. They thought after January 6th, he wasn't going to have a comeback. He was dead. So they figured, I'm not going to take the heat. I'm going to vote against this impeachment because he's gone anyway. But what's happened is he's been resurrected, Ryan added. So I think there are a lot of people who already regret not getting him out of the way when they could have.
Which ones? The 221 that lined up for the impeachment vote of Joe Biden today, the impeachment inquiry. This is entirely because the old man wants it. Because Donald Trump wants this impeachment inquiry against his political opponent, right? This is high political theater, dude. And you know, so if any of them have regrets, and obviously Liz Cheney and Kinzinger have gone on to spend more time with family, in the case of Liz Cheney, to promote her book. But what Republican is showing remorse here? They're all voting to do equally as bad under the Constitution. They're all voting to impeach Joe Biden, or at least open an inquiry, a meritless inquiry. Please continue. My bad.
Final from The Hill, again, Paul Ryan speaking today. Paul Ryan said, the history will be kind to Trump critics like Cheney and Kinzinger. Paul Ryan announced he would retire from Congress in April 2018, less than 2 years into Trump's first term in office. He said at the time that he wanted to spend more time with his family and not be a weekend dad. At the time of his announced retirement, he cited Trump's 2017 tax cuts and Jobs Act as a highlight of his time as speaker. Hell of a job, Brownie, adding trillions of dollars to the deficit. But yeah, blame it all on the Dems. I'm sorry, man. I great Paul Ryan, former speaker, saying it now. Okay, but to what effect? You know, who's listening, Paul Ryan?
Because not the Republican Party. The fact,
if you have the opportunity to stand up and have an impact, have you were Speaker of the House, man. You walked away. And, you know, my assertion is he walked away because he knew what a crap show was coming down, man. He had the tea leaves. He was in the back rooms. He knew, you knew, they knew, we knew, everyone knew. But he had the opportunity at that time in a position of power, in a position of leadership to do something about it. And he failed to do so. And now he's Mr. Tough Guy, P90X. Oh, he's an authoritarian narcissist. Why didn't you say that then?
Lacks courage, Dom, I would suggest. Lacks courage.
844-967-2000. 2789. You know who's got a lot of courage, Crudy?
Us. You, me.
Besides us. You, me, our audience. Jack Smith.
I like that, man. And
you know the Trump attorney is not real happy yet. Jack's trying to get this issue about absolute immunity and double jeopardy because of impeachment to the Supreme Court. So much so that they think he's the Grinch.
Dom, they're going to have to work over Christmas. You would never no. do such a thing. Easy for you to laugh there, Ebenezer.
Hey, man, I got to take a break once in a while. But also, I'm also not defending the former president from an insurrection, from trying to overthrow the government. Sometimes duty calls. And if your guy has to go to court, then you got to show up like everybody else. Special counsel Jack Smith is spreading holiday joy, according to the Raw story. Earlier Wednesday, attorneys for Trump cast the prosecutor as the storybook villain of the Grinch and blamed the special counsel for disenfranchising millions of American voters by trying to convict the ex-president before Election Day. They groused about Smith's proposed speedy schedule that would, quote, require attorneys and support staff to work round the clock through the holidays, inevitably disrupting family and travel plans.
Wouldn't they get double time? I mean, that could be $1,000 an hour for some of those guys and girls.
It is as if the special counsel growled with his Grinch fingers nervously drumming, I must find some way to keep Christmas from coming. But how? I mean, this is what they wrote in their brief, man. I mean, this is what they wrote. They're quoting what they're saying, the Grinch. Hours later, with the ink yet to dry, Smith filed a response and dismissed the characterization plucked from Dr. Seuss's iconic children's book, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Smith responded, suggested that, quote, if the court today enters a briefing order consistent with the government's request, the defendant's brief would be due no later than December 23rd. Oh, hell, man, that's like 2 days before Christmas. Plenty of time.
The very same day that Bill Barr retired, similar to Paul Ryan, he also stepped down on December 23rd.
Spend time with the family.
You know, if these Republicans keep serving me nothing burgers, Dom, I'm going to blow away. I'm going to be nothing. By Christmas time, I'm going to be able to make the black hole for sure this year. I'm losing weight with this steady diet of nothingness.
Nothing burgers?
That's my opinion.
Oh, my goodness.
844-967-2789. Called it a hump day town hall edition. We're rolling through it. And Dom, I have a question for you. Less serious, but you know, I'm still going to ask it. What happens when you get Elon Musk, Alex Jones, Andrew Tate, and if you don't know who that is, the guy's been alleged to be a sexual predator, Matt Gaetz, and if you don't know who that is, the guy's been alleged to be a sexual predator, and Republican presidential wannabe Vivek Ramaswamy? Dom, what happens when you throw them all in a live Twitter chat and one forgets to close his mic? Oh, you get more than you bargained for right here on the Devil's Advocates. When we come back from this break, though,
oh, we got to wait.
I'm going to play you with the assistance of the very capable Nate, our fine producer. I'm going to play you the sound of what happened, what got captured on this live mic in front of 2.2 million people on a Twitter chat. This is sound you want to hear, Dom. And
you
coming up
hear. You have to hear.
After this big showdown, we got Maggie Dawn, legal eagle extraordinaire. She's going to join us on our big program on Friday. Look forward to having Maggie on the greatest radio show ever next to hers. And also tonight, the Empowered Caregiver Show with Lisa Hellenbrand, empowering caregivers all across the Civic Media Network. But the Hump Day Town Hall Edition, it ain't done yet. Your calls are welcome. As welcome as Vivek Ramaswamy on a live mic?
Oh, come on. As welcome as Alex Jones back to Twitter with Elon Musk.
844-967-2789. Call now or miss out.
Oh,
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now on the lines, 844-967-2789. Callers, be patient. We'll get to you shortly.
We've got some breaking news, Dom. We've been on the UW Regent Watch, and we've got a revote and a turned outcome. This being reported at this minute. Just days after rejecting it, the UW Board of Regents today approved a sweeping deal with Republican legislators, meaning Robin Voss, to free up more than $800 million in staff raises, a new engineering building, and other infrastructure spending in exchange for scaling back diversity efforts. Now, Dr. Jill Underley's European vacation does not affect the numerical outcome here, Dom. The new vote, the re-vote, and this is somewhat controversial, I would say, 11-6 to approve the deal. 11-6 to approve the deal, which Democrats, the UW-Madison student government, and members of the legislature's Black Caucus called racist and discriminatory, but it unlocks $740 million in infrastructure spending, Dom, and raises for about 35,000 UW staff members and $32 million in state aid held back by the legislative budget. So they made the deal. They bent to the terrorist. There was just too much at stake not to accept the deal. So that is breaking at this hour. The UW Regents have reversed their Saturday vote. They've now approved the terrorist deal with Robin Voss, 11-6. Perhaps we'll still get to the Ramaswamy sound, but it's a hump day town hall edition, Dom. Let's get to the callers. Rico, you're first, fella. Welcome to it. What do you got for us?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, I heard some from Devin, LeMayhem, whatever.
LeMayhem. I like that one.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we got to keep, Robert Spindell here, all it was really was a failed legal strategy. And I thought, yeah, the reason it failed is because it was illegal in the first place. And it just, you know, how much more of this ridiculousness, that's all it is. It's just pure ridiculousness. You know, oh, Rojo's going to take that to the bank. We're going to hear that 100 million times in the next year about how it was nothing more than a failed legal strategy. They did stay within the velvet ropes, folks.
Yeah, but until they didn't, Rico. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It was all peaceful until it wasn't.
844-967-2789. The breaking news, the UW Regents have reversed their prior vote. They have accepted the terrorist deal with Robin Voss. The vote, 11-6, 35,000 UW staff members probably happy for the 4% cost of living raise and 2% next year, Dom. I'm sure there was lots of pressure, lots of people trying to pay their bills this Christmas. I can understand why the Regents would vote as such, But I was happier about this outcome when it was 9-8 rejection on Saturday. John from Boaz, welcome to the show. John, what do you got for us?
Hi, John.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to know, why would we give Donald Trump a second chance at the presidency when he failed on his first try because of the turnover of in all his people that worked for him? They had a massive turnover because he is selfish, first class, and the biggest con artist I ever heard about.
Yeah, but now, you just didn't drink the right Kool-Aid, John. There's some out there that love what he's selling. He's selling the right kind of con to them.
Yeah. Well, okay, but why do we give him another try when he failed?
I don't know. Paul Ryan doesn't like the idea. Lots of Republicans point out that since he won one electoral count election in 2016, lost the popular vote, lost 2018, lost 2020, lost 2022, lost 2023 effectively here in the state of Wisconsin. And if he's the nominee of the Republicans, John, I think he'll lose again next year.
Yeah, me too. And, well, getting back to Wisconsin's university status.
Yes, sir.
We have $4 billion in our credit. That's black ink. Now, why doesn't they tell us anything about how much interest that money's earning?
Well, interest rates are rising, John. Should be more interest than it would have been, you know, if UW were prudent savers, Dom.
The Fed met today. Interest rates are flat and presumably going to go down in 2024.
John, appreciate your call and your listenership, but I want to save a little time here. The open mic moment. What happens when Elon Musk, Alex Jones, Andrew Tate, Matt Gaetz, and Vivek Ramaswamy get together for a little Twitter chat in front of 2.2 million people? And Vivek Ramaswamy, presidential hopeful, forgets to turn off his microphone. He's got to go do what God, you know, nature calls and all that kind of stuff. Let's play it for the people. Nate, while there's time.
It's promoting an optimistic pro-human future that the science and evidence shows is real and that we need.
Gentlemen, I have to go.
Yeah, I just want to be exactly. I want to be clear about my position. I'm super pro-human, and I mean all humans. You know, humans in America, humans in
somebody's
Africa,
got their thing
Asia,
open,
and everywhere
somebody's
else.
Their phone open in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's Vivek. Vivek, that's your phone, Vivek. I'm not able to mute you. Vivek. Perfect. Go ahead, Elon.
Sorry about that.
So, well, I hope you feel better.
I feel great. Thank you. Sorry about that, guys.
Sorry about that, guys.
Never heard a presidential candidate take a leak before. I mean, I got to tell you, these are wonderful times we are living in. I have such hope and optimism for the future.
Look at the company this guy keeps. He's hanging with Alex Jones, Andrew Tate, Matt Gaetz, and Elon Musk. And one must wonder, Dom, I only heard the audio. Did he leave the video on? Does he have to prove he doesn't have small hands now?
Well, I got to tell you, I didn't hear him wash his hands.
But he felt a lot better. Yeah. Do you feel better, Dom? Did we make you
feel
better?
I feel good, man. I feel so good, I want to do it again tomorrow.
The UW Board of Regents has reversed their earlier vote. They've accepted the terrorist deal with Robin Voss. Stick around. The Maggie Dawn Show is next. And then the Empowered Caregivers with Liza Hellenbrand, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, 8 to 10. Keep it locked, Civic Media.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News.